Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. Hebrews chapter 11 is a great place for us to turn for some practical lessons on faith and what faith looks like in the lives of God's people. It gives us a catalog of Old Testament believers and how faith was manifested in their lives. And from their examples, we can see how faith is oriented to things that are unseen. And we considered that aspect of faith in a previous Pastor for the Day segment. But now another feature of faith that we can see in this passage is that faith is practical and not just theoretical. In Hebrews chapter 11, we don't just read that people had faith, but we're told what people did by faith. The reality of their faith was known by their actions as they responded in obedience to God's word of promise. We might take Noah for example. God warned Noah of a coming flood, told him to build an ark because that was how he and his family would be saved from the waters of the flood. And Noah was obedient to God's command, and that obedience was a response of faith. It demonstrated that he truly believed what God said and that he trusted God for the salvation of himself and his household. Now imagine if Noah had simply said, "Well, I believe in God and I believe his word," and then he didn't do anything because, after all, ark building's a lot of work. And after all, the important thing is that you have faith. I think we would question whether Noah really had faith, whether he believed that the flood was actually coming. Noah's action, his work of obedience in response to God's call, was the evidence of his faith in God's word. Likewise, Abraham acted on faith when he obeyed God's call to leave everything that was comfortable and familiar and to go live as a foreigner in a strange land. That call came with specific promises of blessing, including the inheritance of the land where Abraham would live as a foreigner. And Abraham obeyed God's call because he believed God's word of promise. Moses, likewise, when he had grown, chose to identify with the Hebrew slaves, renouncing his place in Pharaoh's household. And he did this, according to Hebrews 11, by faith, because he believed and valued the promise of blessing for God's people more than he valued the temporal security and pleasures of life in the royal court of Egypt. He believed God's word. He acted accordingly. Now, all of these individuals were justified by faith apart from works, just like Christians are today. But their faith acted on God's word, and their works demonstrated the reality of their faith. This is the same point James makes when he writes that faith without works is dead. In other words, a faith that doesn't do anything in response to God's word, a faith that doesn't make a practical difference in your life, is a dead faith. In fact, it's not really faith at all. As the promises of God come to us today in the gospel, God doesn't call us to build an ark like Noah or to physically leave our home and family like Abraham, but he does call us to a faith that acts. He calls us to a life of supreme trust in and devotion to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he calls us to follow him, to turn from sin and idolatry, to obey his word as our highest good. He calls us to act in self-sacrificing love towards one another and to the world around us. And if we have true faith, it is a faith that acts on God's word. Not because our works add anything to the finished work of Jesus, but because our works are a natural fruit of a living faith in him. They show our thankfulness to God for salvation, and they demonstrate our trust in him to give what is best for our good and for his glory. That is the faith that works. Well, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.